Capital Music Club has been absolutely killing it with their bookings, and they've been getting a lot of comedy shows, too. And coming up on the weekend, this Saturday, Sterling Scott makes a triumphant return to Saskatoon. We have him on the phone right now. Sterling, hello. Thanks for joining up.
Thanks for having me, and it's good to come back, as always. The Capitol has not just been doing comedy shows as of recent. Capitol has been rocking it with their comedy shows for years, starting back out with Kelly Taylor and then bringing me in a few years ago. And honestly, every single time I touch down in the Capitol, it's like a new experience. It's never the same show twice. And I can't wait, because this time I'm bringing out my brand new hour, which I'm releasing on my new album in March. But the people at Saskatoon are the first ones to get it.
Ooh.
So I can't wait to make it out. Yeah.
We're the guinea pigs.
Far from guinea pigs, more you guys get the first taste, you know? Because last time that I came through, one of the things that the people had commented on was, we enjoyed the show and we love the fact that there was no new repeated jokes. And so when I decided that I'm going to release my new album, I was like, Saskatoon is the place to let it happen first, because these people, when they come out to the show, they don't just enjoy the show, but they take note of everything that's going down on the spot. And if it's a good show, they appreciate it. And if it's not, they let you know. So Saskatoon is the perfect place to really see if your hour can stand up.
Oh, man, we're excited to see how that goes. And it's funny, because almost exactly a year ago, as of this week, we were talking about your upcoming show at the Capitol. So obviously, backed by popular demand, we just couldn't keep you away. Could we?
I would say that more than likely the people that were there that night got too drunk to remember that there was a show. I mean, hey, I will say, if you've never been down to the Capitol, it is one of the most spectacular places in the country, not just Saskatoon, for hosting live events. The crowds are always amazing. The staff is phenomenally good at making sure you're inebriated, and the performances are always on fire. And so when I come down to on Saturday, it's just to continue the legacy of what the Capitol does best. Make the people come out and have a good time.
Absolutely, man. You know, just like looking through your portfolio, you have a very impressive career, even like thus far. I mean, you've played at local and international comedy festivals in Canada and the U.S. and beyond. You've been overseas performing for troops. You worked as a writer on This Hour Has 22 Minutes. So I just got to ask, at this point in your career, is there something that stuck out as, you know, the most memorable show or experience you've had as a comedian?
Ooh, I have had the most memorable experience. Now, I will say this. If you want to hear the full story, you got to come down to the Capitol on October 14th at 7 p.m. and you will hear how I ended racism in a town in Canada.
Mm.
That's right. I will tell you that story, but only to the people that come out that night. You come out, you're going to hear that good. Not only will you laugh, but you will learn history as the magic that I've created by ending racism in a small town in Canada.
I can't wait to hear that. One more thing, Sterling, I got to ask you. So last time we spoke, you said, and this was sort of a word of solidarity to people starting out as a comedian. You said that you likely haven't had a full career in comedy until you've done a set, and then you spent the rest of the night crying in the shower about how that set went. So I was talking to a couple of people who were thinking about going to some open mics to try their hand out at comedy, but they were too scared of stinking up the stage. So what would you say to them, Sterling?
Well, here's the thing. Whenever you starting out with stand-up, you should understand that bombing, a.k.a. not having a good set, is something that is mandatory. You have to fail in order to succeed in stand-up comedy. That's why it's such a humbling event. And here's the thing, if you can't handle being humbled and being told honestly and brutally while you're learning and growing as an artist that what you brought to the table just wasn't good enough, then you can't handle stand-up comedy. You've got to be able to stand in the face of criticism. You've got to be able to say, all right, I'll take it back and I'll do it again, because that's all stand-up is about going out, taking risks, taking chances, and then finding out the ones that work and the ones that don't. So if you want this, you got to be willing to stand in the face of fire.
Hearing it from the man himself, Sterling, thank you so much for that. And I know that this Saturday at Capitol Music Club is going to be absolutely killer. Like you said, brand new jokes, a brand new routine, so many reasons to come out. And it's at the Capitol. It's going to be a great time no matter what.
Always a good time. And I got new comics coming down who have been absolutely assassinating all the shows I've been on. I've got Big J and I've got Tesh coming out of Edmonton, coming up the road with me to drop some new jokes with you. Every time I always like to bring new new up-and-coming acts, and every single time they've never disappointed. And so I'm really excited about this show. I think that this will be the best show we've ever done at the Capitol. So if you've seen me before, you know that what I'm going to do on this Saturday is better than what I've ever done precedently.
Sterling, once we get past this show, what is the best place to follow you as a comedian?
At Sterling's Jokes on all platforms. That's Instagram, that's Twitter, that's your Facebook. Or you could even check me out, SterlingScottLive.com. And you can find me on all those platforms, and you can always catch up and see all my shows and events.
Well, really happy about the bustling and continually growing live comedy scene that we have here in Saskatoon. And Sterling Scott is going to be here again, Capitol Music Club, this Saturday. Sterling, best of travels on your way to Saskatoon, and break a leg, buddy.
Thank you. See you soon.